When the school opened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you no, if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up, you'd say he
played hooky.
Anything else?
Laid out.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it's college.
It's college. I think he would still be playing hooky.
If he just missed one class?
If he just missed a class, he, I don't think that's a term.
How about like, cut?
Cut, yes. I should know about that.
Did you do it?
Occasionally, I'm afraid that I did.
If there was something important.
Occasionally, I did cut a class. Mm-hmm.
You go to school to get an
education.
And after high school, you go to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
elementary school.
Or what's the
first grade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you know an older term for first grade?
I'm not sure, but I think it used to be called prima grade or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, it did. I'm surprised you knew that because I think that's way before your time. And the teacher would say, someone left a note on my
desk.
And the classroom is full of
children or mm-hmm. a desk.
Okay. And the building especially to check out books from is a
library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
You stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And you see a movie at a
movie house or a theater.
Is movie house, what's the difference?
I think there's no real difference. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have an operation in the
hospital.
And you're taken care of by a woman called
a nurse.
Although a doctor, I guess, would be a woman,
yes,
too. But that's
right.
A sexist question, obviously. Because
it really is.
Yeah. Shouldn't have asked that. You catch a train at the
at the depot or the train station.
How about a form that has rail in it somewhere?
At the railway station.
Okay. Would you ever call it that?
Yes, I think that's a time when I would call it a railway station. But I think, I think of railway for cargo rather than for rather than for travel.
Yeah, I see. And how about an open place in the city, maybe around the courthouse?
Around the courthouse would be a square.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if two streets cross and instead of crossing to one corner and then to that corner, you walked diagonally across, what would you call that, walking?
That's jaywalking, I think, isn't it?
Well, and suppose you walked across a field diagonally, would you?
Are you shortcutting?
All right. Suppose there's a piece of furniture that's not sitting against the wall, but it's kind of sitting at an angle in the corner. It's sitting
catty-corner.
Would you ever use catty-corner about walking?
No.
Okay, that's just for something at rest. Do you know the terms, the term cattywampus?
Cattywampus. I don't think so.
Addie Godlin?
No.
Okay. They mean the same thing. The vehicles that did have these in Atlanta that used to run on tracks with a wire overhead.
Oh, were streetcars.
Yes.
I loved them.
Yeah, I can remember streetcars. Mm. I don't remember them well, but I do remember them. And then what did they have when they stopped having the tracks, but they still had the wire? That was a...
They had a trolley car.
Yeah, okay. Trackless trolley.
Oh, trackless trolley. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And the things used to slip off the wires all the time. The driver would have to get out.
And I remember when they first came to Atlanta, and there was a hullabaloo about trackless trolleys mm-hmm. in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And that was really the day.
And you would say to the bus driver, next corner is where I
get off.
And if the cat went over to the door and meowed, you would say the cat